Your last two drives, really, I thought getting the field goal, again, disappointed we didn't finish a few of our drives. That's probably the biggest thing. But, yes, I think after they scored, they had the momentum on their side. They had the crowd behind them. I thought Fitz did a great job. I think all day long he did made a lot of really good decisions. That drive, again, a lot of great throws. He ran a couple times, finding Hunter, finding Kendall. I mean, just this guy's making plays, and that's what it's all about in this league. So, I mean, great way. Again, we didn't want to settle for a field goal. We were trying to be aggressive. We want to try to find a way to get the seven right there, obviously we did.
Safe to say it's a season-saving drive for you, at least three for now.
Definitely. I mean, we knew going in this was in our world, it's a playoff game. I mean, we couldn't fall to 4-7. We knew that. Just like I'm sure they thought the same way. So that was a huge drive. When again we were sloppy throughout the game with penalties and things in the first half. We blew some opportunities again that we could have made this game different. We think anyway. I'm sure they think the same way. But again, when we had to, again, it was nice to see that this time we finished the game. With a big win.
Justin Hunter got a penalty early, but he made a lot of big plays for him. Is this a game where you think he's maybe coming of age a little bit, at least that's your hope?
Well, we're thinking that. That's what we've been thinking, that he's getting better every time he goes on the steps on the field. When you have a young player, the more they play, usually they're going to make mistakes, but they're going to learn from them and they're going to get confidence. And I think that's what he's getting. He's getting very confident that he can make every catch and make plays. And I didn't see what happened on the penalty. I think he was blocking. It was after a play. But those are the things, again, throughout the game that no doubt hurt us. The penalties hurt us. You can't do those things. And this game, we were lucky enough to make enough plays to win in the end. But a lot of games, that would hurt us because we had eight penalties in the first half. Mostly on offense and holding calls that just hurt a lot of drives.
Is that just a lack of technique or what's film, but a lack of technique?
Well, a few times it was. I think a couple, the beginning, I think Andy got called in a couple where, again, I think he tripped and fell. When you fall and the guy falls over top of you, they automatically throw the flag out. I thought once Chance had his arms definitely outside, and they're going to call that on a run play. I think that was the only – the good thing is in the second half we settled it down quite a bit. I think we only had two penalties in the second half. But hurt ourselves. But yeah, it's hand placement. I think some were some tough calls because you get in some tough spots. But, just again, the one on Griff, I think that's a tough deal because, again, the guy's catching the ball low and we get a 15-yarder on that. So those are the things we'll go back and look at and have to fix.
Justin over 100, Kendall over 100. When the two of them are doing as well as they did in combination today, I imagine they're pretty good offensively.
Yeah, we do. And then the running game, again, we didn't give up on it. We were handing it off throughout there. We knew they'd blitz us a lot. They did. They came after us pretty aggressively with inside stuff, cross dogs, safety blitzes. And like I said, I thought the line, again, at times we were sloppy. At times guys were covered. Fitz did a good job buying time in some situations. I think Fitz feels like we talked about, this is his offense now. The last 2.5 games he's played very well. I don't know that we turned the ball over today. So again, you go on the road and do that. That's huge for you. That keeps you in the game when you are making mistakes throughout the game. And again, the defense held them to a lot of field goal attempts. They missed some field goals, which definitely hurt them. But overall, again, it was nice to be able to win a game like that. We've lost so many like this. It was nice to be on the other side of one.
You talked about Fitz as his offense now. It seemed like he made good decisions. Ran when he had to. Do you think he's starting to get a little bit of rhythm, and guys are starting to
Definitely. I think last week was a game where when he was given kind of the keys to the offense as far as being able to get in and out of plays, make the decision on what he wants to run the line of scrimmage. Even when he comes to the sideline, he has a good feel for what he wants to throw, what he thinks. When he and Dowell are talking back and forth on what they're thinking. So I think now they're getting a good feel for each other, like I mentioned during the week. And I think that's going to be, again, I think that's what we're going to need to have. We have to run the table. We have to win. Five more, or we got to win 4 out of 5. We understand that. So having those guys producing like they did today, controlling the ball as far as time of possession, the defense holding the field goal attempts, all that was huge for us today, winning a tough spot. We haven't won out here very much. We don't win on the West Coast very much, and so this was a big for a lot of reasons for us. Well, as we talked about back on last Monday, at the beginning of the week, as far as exactly where we were, that we were a game out of it all. that even though, again, that's how this league is, it's not people in other cities are having issues also. They're not winning games that they'd like to win, and people beat each other up a little bit during the weeks. And so we knew the situation. We knew all that mattered. Once we got to Wednesday, it was all about tunnel vision on the Raider game, this game, knowing that if we don't win this one, the rest doesn't matter. And now we can kind of continue the dialogue tomorrow and Tuesday about exactly where we're at, what we need to accomplish. And you know, they understand the big picture. But it's going to come down to now going to Indy and winning against a team that we've we feel that the last three games we had a great chance to win, and we did. So for they lost. So, again, well, it's a good opportunity for us to go and get one back.
That's six teams tied at 5-6. You heard Matt, I mean, it's an all-clocked-up scenario there for that last spot.
Yeah, and I mean, once you start looking at who's playing who, I guess, but, again, this one, we know what we have the next two. We have two more on the road with this one in Denver. So we know what we're dealing with there before we have the two out of three at home. So we just got to take it. You know, worry about Sunday. Other teams have tough teams to play also. We beat some of those teams that we're 5-6 with, so that'll all come into play at some point. So just a matter of us getting a win. You know, we finally got the 5-6, we get back to 500, and then we'll worry about where we're at.
You got some stops, held the field goal, gave a touchdown late overall.
Yeah, I think it frustrating on both sides. We thought we could play better. We got the interception early. That was probably, again, that's where you get discouraged because, again, we went three and out, had to kick a field goal. Well, we could have put some pressure on them, which we hoped to do, but the game stayed close all night long. So they were able to stay in their play action. They were able to max protect us. They were able to, they ran the ball well at times. The big thing is we did make the stops down there throughout most of the game until that last drive, like you mentioned. We blitzed him. He got the ball out of his hands, and they got Zach 1-on-1 and beat him in the corner of the end zone. The back did. So that's, again, we were being aggressive there, and they made a play on us. So, again, the good thing is the offense took the ball 180 yards to help the defense out. So that's what teams do, and that was good to be able to do that today.
You talked about the penalties, at least five drops there, too. At this stage, why is stuff like that still?
Yeah, I don't know. Delaney caught 10 for 10 last week. Then he drops two today right in the beginning that hurt us on two drives. The two-minute drive, we got stopped because of a drop there, and I think one of our first drives of the game, we dropped one by him. So then Kenny Britt had one there. So, yeah, I don't know why it's happening. It shouldn't, especially like you mentioned, this late in the year. But it did, and that's the stuff, again, we have to clean up. I mean, there's no doubt. You work on those things. I mean, obviously catching a ball every single day. So that and the penalties are something, again, we'll have to look and see why they called them and what the thinking was there. But they were definitely those flags hurt us early.
What happened on the
two guys, we got confused in a gap. I mean, we'll see tomorrow exactly what they – I mean, we fixed it, obviously, right after it happened. But that's a play. Again, luckily, again, no points were scored. You know, they missed the field goal before the half, but that doesn't excuse the error because that can cost you a football game. And, again, we had a couple young players playing there and made a mistake on a rush that they blocked up earlier in the game, but made a mistake there.
Stevens.
He obviously got hit pretty good there right in the beginning of the game. We'll have to wait and see. Again, he couldn't return. That hurt us because, he's our best blocking tight end we have, and so that took us out of some things. And I thought Taylor Thompson did a nice job stepping up, and when he's not used to playing that many reps and playing a lot more, and did a really nice job, especially at the end when we were having to run and protect. So he did a nice job. Hopefully it's something that Stevens will be back next week.
But
I think it was just a concussion-like symptom. I think it was more of that. I don't think he's injured. I think he just kind of got got hit pretty good there. No, he's the only one at Kendall, we were obviously concerned for, but he's resilient, that kid. I don't know, he's finds a way to jump back up, and he made some big plays for us. And, I mean, when I saw him down, I thought the ankle, and he was down. I mean, his ankle's sore, but we'll have to see how sore he gets tomorrow. But, he came back and played well on it.
Did you get a chance to talk about the one, and what do you think about the way he played?
Thought he played well. I thought he hung in there nice. And even times we were all around him, I mean, he made some nice throws. He only made the one interception early probably one he wants back, but I thought he managed the game very well for them. He put them in position to win. Just a shout out for East Grand. East Grand beat West Grand. My dad will have bragging rights at the diner tomorrow morning. So that was probably the biggest thing on my mind throughout the game was my dad. That phone call to my dad, and he's got that bell now. They play for that bell there. They got together with the dads got together on Friday night. So now we get to have the bell in my house for the year.
Did you
Yeah, I didn't see him before. I saw him afterwards real quick. And that's, we had never met. We've obviously heard a lot about each other throughout the years, but I never had a chance to meet him, met his father before. And then, so again, just really happy for him, what he's been able to do. I mean, he's a great story for a lot of players that are thinking, you know, the odds are against him of making, and here he is two starts in a row and could easily be 2-0.